This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Taking your phone calls on this live Friday edition. I'll be back this Sunday. That's right. 4 to 6 p.m. And wild horses can't drag me away in this time. I'm either going to go live tomorrow sometime in the afternoon, or I'm going to come in here and tape a special report to look for that, because just things are so critical, obviously. And I want to get more into this global reset. We predicted they have a global reset and call for all this. World government, carbon taxes, they've now officially done it. The UN and Davos. It's just crazy how predictable everything they do is. If people just admit the truth, we can stop all this, but you have to get in their minds and realize how evil they are. Until you do that, you don't have a hope. Neither do I. By the way, we knew this was coming. Paul Joseph Watson wrote an article. We've been asking, okay, the nurses come out and praise the Black Lives Matter white people running around promoting communism and the end of the family. They've already done such a great job for the black folks. But then everybody else should stay locked down, and the economy should stay locked down to hurt the economy, to hurt Trump and America. But now they've officially said, if you're protesting, you're allowed to go out. Everybody else needs to stay in. The left says that fighting white supremacists is a bigger threat than COVID-19. And so you're only allowed, if Black Lives Matter or Antifa says to go out, and they're going to keep you in your house and beat you so you don't spread COVID-19, but they're allowed to be out. So it's like in Animal Farm, where they say, at first, four legs good, two legs bad. But once the pigs take over, kick the humans out, they move into the house. They go, oh, actually, two legs are good, four legs are good. But by the end, they're like, four legs bad, two legs good. And they're walking around humans. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Four legs bad, two legs good. True Animal Farm. George Orwell comes true. Only Antifa is allowed to walk the streets. They are the chosen academics and methods. They are the kings. All of you are Nazis in your houses. White allies, shut your mouths. Cliff in Florida, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Thank you for taking my call. And, I really appreciate it, and I wanted to say one thing. I want to preface what I was going to say. Anybody who's been a victim of police brutality or any type of violence, my prayers are with your family. But for 2 years, I was a content moderator for Facebook here in Tampa. I just resigned on February 14th. Hello?
Yes, sir. I'm listening.
Okay.
In fact, I'd like to get you on as a guest, sir. Guys, get his name and number. Get him on for 15 minutes or 30 minutes tomorrow, because I want to hear what this. I can tell this is going to be important. Please lay it on us.
Yeah, this is very, very important. Okay. Let me preface this a little bit about me. My mom and my dad are from Haiti. I'm a first generation American, and what's happening is disgusting. I can tell you basically everything about Facebook. From the way they censor people, Faith Goldie, you, Gavin, the Proud Boys. And I'm saying all this to say this, that there were people that worked there in that facility in Tampa, and we said Antifa should be designated as a terrorist group. We said this years ago. I said that this is crazy what they're saying online. So I'm going to preface it again. I was a content moderator. My job, and I was in a high priority queue. My job is to watch Facebook Live videos. I know what the protocols are, Alex. The minute, as a moderator, you're watching what's happening on that screen, I'm going to say it again. The media and Facebook is lying to everybody. They're harming everybody and intentionally, because I know what those protocols are.
Cliff, listen, don't hang up. Cliff. This is amazing. I can hear the reality in your voice. Can you come on the show tomorrow at 11:30 for 30 minutes?
Sure thing. Whatever you guys want. Like I said, I'm trying to, I need to turn down my volume. I'm sorry about the passion.
No, your voice, no, your phone's crystal clear. What I meant is I can hear how pissed you are because you've experienced the lies. I've got to hand the baton to Nick Baggage, Dr. Nick Baggage, but guys, get his name and number. Promise me you'll come on tomorrow at 11:30 Central.
Yes, sir. I'll be there. Definitely. And I already bought
I don't have to tell you things are bad. They're worse than bad. They're crazy. That's a quote from the 1970s film Network. Yeah, things are really, really bad right now. We're in global martial law. Bill and Melinda Gates, UN operations trying to bankrupt America with their lockdown and their race riots. But people are coming together. It's a beautiful time. But I'll be honest with you. I have decided just to sell out of all the products in our warehouse. It's 60% off. We haven't done that ever across the board. Because gut level, I realized that we're making or breaking. And so the only sure bet is to sell everything we've got to make sure, in case there's total breakdown of society in 6 months, we still have the funding to go more than 6 months in next year. So get your high-quality products, your fish oil, your krill oil, your DNA Force, your X2, your X3, your Real Red Pill Plus. Get it all at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 60% off. Biggest sale ever right now. It may go 2 days. It may go a week. Whatever you do, take advantage of this right now. We're in very important times. InfoWars needs funding, and you need high-quality products. Take action.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
All right, Dr. Nick Baggage has got some big medicine for us, some big mojo, and he's taking over here in a few minutes, but I promise to finish up with these calls. So I can just give each person 1 minute. And the war room's coming up in about 55 minutes from now. Cliff, we got his name, his number. He was a Facebook moderator, and he's going to be joining us at 11:30 Central tomorrow, 30 minutes into the show, so he has at least 20 minutes of airtime or so to be able to break down exactly what's happening. But I hear your anger. I hear your concern. You'll be joining us tomorrow if the planet doesn't blow up. But just in 60 seconds, encapsulate what's really going on at Facebook.
Antifa, right now there's a new Facebook Messenger feature that they're promoting. I haven't been on that platform really for the last couple of years because I've been censored since I've been trying to raise awareness about what's going on. But this Messenger feature, it allows you basically to have Facebook groups just totally private. So only the members, but it's not like a public group. And when I went on the Messenger earlier today, just for curiosity's sake, I just put Antifa in the search bar. There's Antifa. It's broken down in regions and stuff like that. I wouldn't recommend anybody go to communicate with these people if they're designated terrorists. You're probably talking to a cop anyway. But Antifa has a heavy presence. They've had a presence. And I'm going to say it again. When Faith Goldie, Alex Jones, Gavin, Tommy, all you guys were getting censored, I was like, look, this is not fair. Antifa is wilding out, and they're promoting violence. I think that they're responsible for information being spread on the Internet with all the trains being derailed. I spoke up about it, and they blew us off. They've been blowing us off. Facebook is one of the most horrible places to work for, much less as a minority. And I'm a Republican. Listen, I don't even...
We're out of time, Cliff. Promise me tomorrow. You're going to be on the show. You'll tell us all about it, all right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Thank you, and have a great one.
No, thank you, sir. Have a great... Oh, not tomorrow. Gosh, no wonder the producer's like, okay, Alex, we'll have him on tomorrow. Come on with me. I forget which day it is. I work all the time. You want to come on Sunday and say 5 o'clock Central, 6 o'clock your time, or you want to come on Monday?
It's on you. Sunday's fine, but definitely you might want to, definitely you guys could vet me if you want to do a pre-production type of meeting.
I mean, I can tell you're credible, and we already have all the Project Veritas stuff confirming all this, but if you want to shoot us over your stuff so we can prove who you are. In fact, I was going to do that. Absolutely. God bless you. We'll talk Sunday, hour two of the show. God bless you. Thank you so much, Cliff. Make sure that happens, guys. Don't let me forget, because I forget what day it is. Everybody knows now. I need a vacation, folks. Dr. Nick Baggage is about to take over. He's got so much to cover. I want to go to Marcos in New York on Cold Springs Harbor Lab has its own YouTube channel on eugenics. I did not know that. Tell me the channel on this, Marcos. I got to know about it.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I just wanted to tell people that, yes, Cold Springs Harbor Laboratory has its own YouTube channel I encourage anybody to look at a video on their YouTube channel called Eugenics, A Historical Perspective. They go over the fact that they've been there. They admit, Alex, that there is an international eugenics movement, and they influence lawmakers to pass bills to sterilize people, and they talk about that they've been doing it for like over 100 years.
Oh, yeah, Bill Gates' dad's involved. That's what I'm telling you. It's not even hidden. The head of Cold Springs Harbor said black people aren't humans.
I know, Alex, and none of these eugenicists are black, and they act like the local cops are our enemies when everybody in America has friends and family who are local police officers or military.
No, exactly. The globalists are telling us the cops are the enemy, and then Cold Springs Harbor basically runs Microsoft and IBM and literally wants to slaughter everybody.
Absolutely, Alex. I woke up to this as a young science student because I was reading the scientific literature. And I said, dude, this is wrong. I had a Christian background. I said, this is wrong. And I started looking at it from a different angle. I found out about you. And Alex, it was only very recently that I found out that the person who wrote the book that I thought was perverting the natural order is funded by Bill Gates. Like, it's all connected. Every time there's...
Oh, it's the eugenics cult, brother, and that's what's so scary about it. And then you find out they're all sickos. They're involved with Jeffrey Epstein. They're doing secret breeding programs. They're out of control. And that new Netflix show is a total disgusting whitewash. It's meant to put the whole thing to bed that it's Jeffrey Epstein. No, he's just a front man. Marcus, I'm out of time. Dr. Nick Beggins has taken over. I'm sorry to Matt. I'm sorry to Jeffrey. If you guys will simply call me back on Sunday, you'll go to the head of the line. Dr. Nick Begich, again, is a top scientist, researcher, author who's exposed 26-7 years ago the whole architecture of this and predicted it coming. And he says he's got big news analysis and also good news today. So I'm going to be listening. He takes over right now. Please do not forget, ladies and gentlemen, that without you, we're not going to be here. And this big mega sale that is the biggest we've done this year, one of the biggest ever, is going to have to end this weekend. It will be over this weekend, 60% off across the board. A bunch of stuff is already sold out, selling out soon as Supermill Vitality, DNA 4, Survival Shield X2, X3 Triiodine, and so much more. So be sure and get those before the sale ends. Knockout, Sleep Support, Brain Force, that's all 60% off. Turbo Force, most of this stuff's never even been 50% off, like the Turbo Force. It's 60% off. I want to thank you all for your support. Dr. Nick Begich. Now, ladies and gentlemen, taking over, and I can't wait to hear all the things that he's got to talk about. Earthpulse.com, Earthpulse.com. Dr. Begich, thank you.
Hey, thank you very much, Alex. And hey, it's great to be here on this particular Friday afternoon. You know, in my world, still in the morning before noon. But, you know, this week, I have had like this incredible week of activity in a lot of different venues and a lot of different things. And this is the message for the day that I want to get into. And Alex hit on this point when he read the definition of a slave. A slave. I want you to think about that definition we heard earlier. But this is what I want to talk about, three levels of slavery. And we're going to put this in context. The levels of slavery are the physical form, the body that carries our awareness, that carries our soul. Slavery of the mind in terms of what we think. Slavery of the feeling, the heart, the mind, and the soul. These three components, body, mind, soul. All three require healing. All three require attention in a different way, with a different force, a different look at what we're doing. And so today, to set the context, how do I get ready for a show? People wonder about that sometimes. I'll tell you how I do. I pray a little bit. I pray a lot, actually, and I end up crying usually because of not grief, not sadness, okay? None of that, but out of gratitude for the opportunity to use my voice. I'm 61 years old. I've known my entire life that it's about the word. Creation begins with the word. I know that is an absolute truth. What I'm trying to do today is I want to equip you with knowledge that will fortify you in a way that's different, that will hopefully even create a bit of transfiguration, a bit of transformation, a bit of recognition of what we each are. And so I want to do that today. I hope I can achieve that today. That's my intention today. Is to change our direction. a bit, just a little bit. Not in terms of what we do, how we do it, but a direction that goes a little bit inside, a little bit of self-reflection, so that what we manifest as a light from the inside out can be seen again, can be touched again, can be felt again by anyone in your presence, because that is the beginning of the change. That is what is needed right now, in this very moment. And so I made a bunch of notes, and I try to refer to them a little bit, and I usually don't. And the notes are just like these flashes that I want to make sure I don't miss. And so you'll see me looking away from the camera, and that's what I'm looking. Here's my notes. They're not really complicated, but there are a few words that remind me of what I know I need to deliver today. So that's what that's about. And so this show is about that. I would like you to really, really go in with me. Go deep with me. Have this conversation with me. And when we go off the air, I want you to reflect on what's said. Consider what's said. And I mean no offense if I offend anyone in what I say. God, I ask for forgiveness right now, because that is not where my heart is today. So I want to touch you in a special way. This is Dr. Nick Begich in the Impulse.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com,
and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind, with Nick Begich.
And welcome back. You know, it's so good to be here. And as we left off, you know, talking about the message for the day, you know, I want to get into this a little bit. The voice and the word, I want to talk about that and why I take this so seriously, what I do when I am in the public. Because what I say, if it changes someone, I carry responsibility. You see, I'm responsible for the words because I'm created in the image and likeness of God, which is what I believe. This is what Christians believe, what Jews believe, and what Muslims believe. This is what we believe, okay? If we really believe that, and I do, I truly do, if we really believe that, then it makes us have to act a different way and see through a lens differently when we look in the eyes of another soul. Now, there's two parts to that. When you look in the eyes and you look deep, you can see the full potential of that, the pureness of the creation of that, the image, the reflection of God that is in that human being. When you look deep into their eyes, you can see this. I saw that only until I was 52 years old. 9 years ago, I had an awakening in the moment where I realized that I was seeing the truth, but I was missing the flesh. You see, what the Bible calls the flesh, the shell, what I call our carrier, our body, our physical form in the world. And it's finite. It has a time clock attached to it. It has a beginning and an end. And it's really brief. It's about 80 years, maybe 100 if you're really, really lucky. And here's the deal about that. That makes time extraordinarily precious if you really contemplate it. So the closer you get to the end of your time, the more valuable the time becomes. And in that last second, your last second on the planet is worth $1 million at a minimum, right? And then when you leap to the other side and you drop the shell and the pain that's associated with it, and you leap to the other side, you fall into eternity where the marginal value of time goes to zero. Zero. It has no value anymore because you have an infinite supply. This is extremely important to recognize because so much of the fear that we experience in life is the carrier worrying about its exit strategy, you know, and the timing of it usually. And nobody gets to control any of that. My dad died when I was 14 in a very unusual way. And you can see a video on it. It's called Breaking the Zombie Trance. It's on band.videos. Go look at it and it'll tell you that story. But it was a transforming moment. It was the biggest tragedy of my life when my dad disappeared when I was 14 years old and was lost. Never found, never recovered. It's a long story. I won't go there today. But it was a transformative moment. There was another one I had that I don't talk about very much. And there's a lot of pain associated with it. But when I was 19, I lost everything financially. I collapsed the business. I failed miserably. I hurt a lot of people because I was a very compelling and convincing person with my voice. And I learned something about my voice that I could not use it until I had the wisdom that was necessary so I would not do damage with my voice because I realized the damage I had done. And I was broken in every way. And I hitchhiked out of Alaska with the last $101 I had, and I slept under bridges all the way to Dallas, where an uncle of my first wife had taken her and my two children in long enough for me to settle my affairs in Alaska and try and start over in Dallas. And I did. And I lived under the poverty level for 3 years because I would not accept help from my family and I would not do it any other way. And I would not use my voice to make money, to make a living, to do anything. And I learned a lot. And I prayed for 3 years for wisdom. And had I known the price of wisdom at 19, I might have asked for grace. And I really recommend it highly. Because the pain associated with learning anything is extreme. And it hurts a lot. But it only hurts the shell in the time zone we're in. And we have a bigger time zone coming. But my son brought this to my attention as we talked about this yesterday. This idea of the timeline and why I feel anxiety so often. Because I know the time grows shorter and shorter. And I don't know when the end is, when the last million-dollar second is going to happen. And when the leap to the other side where I got all the time in the world to chase whatever I'm interested in. And I'm doing some projects in Anchorage right now for the homeless. And I brought together 3 legislators, 2 assembly members, 2 commissioners from the state level, and a whole bunch of other people around an issue that I really don't want to get involved in on a lot of levels. So I have things I'm really excited about in my life. But I got tapped on the shoulder and said, you got to go be a voice for this for a little while. So I said, okay, and I'm doing it. And I'm doing it, and it's coming out really well. And I'm doing some things there that are really cool. And it's intervention2020.com, and people can go look at that. And it doesn't mean much to the rest of the nation. But the point of the matter is I stopped everything I was doing because I heard the call and I understand when it happens. And even if I don't like it, I do it. And then I know that all the other things I think are so important in my life that have a clock on them, that are falling behind in my head, in my form, in my body, in my flesh, that's worrying about that, I finally figured it out. God has always taken one step that saves me 1,000 in those moments. And in this week, I've experienced that. I don't have time to talk about it today. But steps were taken that moved me ahead in a way that allowed me to do all the things I do that I give in life. And I don't draw a dime what I do in the public, you know, anymore. I do this for free. This is what I do because this is my gift. And we all have one. And our gift begins with our word, the beginning of creation. Our reflection of the Creator is our word and how we decide to use it. Because the word is a sword that we can keep sheathed or we can use responsibly in a way that changes things. And people want to judge the way we use our words. And people condemn me sometimes. And people get all over Alex a lot, too. And I don't like that one bit. Not one bit. Because Alex has a different way of delivering the message that certain people need to hear. And most people hear that message who understand the frustration that comes out of the core of who Alex Jones is, who my friend Alex Jones is, because he's passionate and he cares. And the time clock keeps getting shorter for all of us. And we've been at this a very long time. And we need your help. And I hear him use that phrase. We need your help, Frank. You need your help, Frank. And I'm sure Frank feels like crap right now. And maybe he should, because sometimes the truth wakes us up. But I forgive Frank because I forgive Frank for this reason. He doesn't know what he's doing. It's not that he's mean-spirited or means badly. I don't think he does. I don't think most people ever do. But Frank does not have all the information. That's the thing that's missing. We need to be the deliverers of information, which means we have to find a better delivery system, all of us, one that fits everybody. And some people respond to a loud, strong, powerful voice. And others respond to a different voice. And the voices that we have on Alex Jones are all of those voices. And these voices are meant to do 2 things, to awaken and to heal. And in the awakening, sometimes it is judgment. And those of us making judgments, we are called to a higher court. We are called to a very high court when we judge another soul. God is the judge of all souls, including our own. Let him do his work, please. Let God do its work. Let God make it happen in terms of judging our souls. Let's judge our internal soul, what we're doing right now and how we're doing it. Are we the best? Are we trying our best? Have we made mistakes? Have we forgiven ourselves for those mistakes as a beginning point and ask for the forgiveness of those we've damaged? This is the InfoWar. It's time to change.
I had told listeners back in December that I would never go to 50% off again because our markup isn't big enough selling the products to be able to fund ourselves doing that. But I got to tell you, things are so crazy. The world is so insane. My gut level instinct is sell out everything we've got in the warehouse to make sure we can stay on air through the election in 150 days because we only got money to operate a few months right now. So these are great products you and your family need. It funds the InfoWar. Get them all now. These are staples. Super Male Vitality, 60% off. Knockout Sleep Support, 60% off. Rainforest Plus, 50% off. BioTrue Selenium, 50% off. Chillforce, Ultimate Grill Oil, it goes on and on. 50 to 60% off. Some of these are 70% off. Biggest sale ever. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. 60% off is the average sale. Take advantage now and fund the InfoWar.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars, built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Nick Begich.
And I'm back. And, you know, I always forget to run my own commercial. I got to at least say this, okay? Sign up at earthpulse.com for my newsletter and news flashes. I'm going to reactivate those as a way to communicate to people a little more efficiently with written things, so I can kind of take some of this at least and get it out in that form. And I really want you to sign up. I won't burden you with a bunch of garbage. I will only do it once every few weeks or even a month, because I'm really busy. But I need that vehicle to talk to you and to give you tools so we can use those tools to hand out to others. So earthpulse.com, go there. There's a sign up where you can get on my list, and please do that. It's free. And the information I send is free. I'll never charge you for it. I ask you to distribute it, get it out there the same way the InfoWars does, because that's how it happens and that's how it goes. Now, the other thing I'm working on that I want to tell people about, and the reason you want to be on that list, is I'm going into some long play video where I'm going to spend some hours dissecting some of these important issues, and I'm going to make them available for free on the various platforms. And YouTube's banned Alex, and that's a bummer, and I'm going to go there, but I'm going to go on Spotify and every other one that the team I've begun to talk to here in Anchorage that are going to help me do this, because I can't do this alone. I can't do it. It's just me sitting in Anchorage. I need some help, and I got it arriving. So I got some local production talent that we're talking about how to do this. And again, what I told them is I said, look, I want to show up. I want to give my content. I want to get it out. So help me in that way. Get on our list so I can let you know when that's going on, and then you can dial into those. And I want to link them up through the InfoWars, make them available every way we can and distribute them every way we can, and they'll be for free, okay? I don't want anything. I just want to make sure you have what I need to tell you, at least what my heart is saying. So I want to get back to the topic of the day, and let me jump into this. Before I lost everything when I was 19, I had configured this concept of a mastermind. And it was the idea of linking a bunch of people together, that we would get together, we'd talk, we'd have conversations. And then from that, something unique would happen. And what I learned over the last 25 years is this is called human resonance. And here's how it works. When you link people together, like to gather together, you know, two or more, you know, something happens. Here's what happens. X plus X is in brackets with a 2 outside the bracket squares it. So you have to multiply that sum by itself. It doubles it up. It's power, see? It doubles it up. So the more you put in that link and square it, the more it just goes like a funnel, man, and the big end keeps getting bigger and the action keeps getting larger. So what we do together, we really do this, and I mean this. Every conversation I have with every single person I have, every moment and every breath I take comes into my awareness, and it gets projected right out of my mouth. That's how it all works. You see, when we couple our head with our heart, things happen. And you know the faith of a mustard seed? We all go, gosh, I wish I could find that mustard seed. Let me tell you what gets in the way of the mustard seed. One single mustard seed of doubt. Let me say that again. The things that kill faith is one single mustard seed of doubt. A grain of the mustard seed of doubt. An atom of the mustard seed of doubt kills it right out of the gate. So you cannot do what you doubt. And if you try, that begins your internal lie, you see, because in your head you know you can't. In your heart you know you can, at least at that moment. But you're going to do it anyway. What is that? It's called a train wreck about to happen, you see. And this is how we conduct most of our lives, because the flesh, the meat, what we identify with, what we look in the mirror and see, we think is us. It's not. Every cell in your body is going to be gone. You know, I'm not the body I was born with. It went away. You know, these cells replace each other. It's gone. But what's still hanging on the carcass? What's still hanging on my carrier, as I call it? And the Bible calls the flesh. I call it the carrier. And then what happens is we get layered up by all our experiences, all the things that people are telling us we are, and the culture tells us what we are. And then you have all these differences in the world. So you have people wearing black bags as uniforms and women hiding under them and thinking that's okay. And it is okay. It's okay for them because somehow they've identified so much with this culture and this world and the things in the world that they begin to reflect all that, think that's who they are. And we get lost in the world. That's called getting lost, ladies and gentlemen, in the world. And the smarter you are, the more easy it is to get lost. Sometimes I wish I was just dumb as a rock, because in the simplicity of it all, makes so much easier sense. But the smarter you all are, and the more intelligent you are, the path to God becomes really difficult, especially when you're asking for wisdom, because you're in for a train wreck. And let me tell you about every tragedy I've ever had. I do it 1,000 times. And I forgive everyone that anyone would ever say hurt. In any way, I forgive it 1,000 times. And the reason I do is because I know the power of forgiveness, because I've received it. I know the power of forgiving and what that means. I know when I look in a man's eyes and a woman's eyes and I see their soul, but I also see the flesh, the thing that holds them back. And what I hope to do, what my total intention is, as I lay my foundation for the next 20 years of my life, is to try to awaken this, so you can, again, your awareness can see your ego, and see your flesh, to see that part of you that is associated with the powers of the darkness. I wrote a book about this that I never published. I made a tape about this, a music tape of my voice saying some words that have power in them. And I wrote the manuscript. I wrote it. I didn't know I was writing it. Here it is, the unpublished manuscript, and it's called Nicholas, Out of the Darkness. And it's a reflection of my last 9 years and a transformation that happened to me in this last 9 years. No, I didn't become a Christian in the last 9 years. If you haven't seen that in me for the last 35, you missed the point. And I'm not, I do not like this name, okay? And the reason I don't is not because of what it represents in my heart and the minds of people speaking and listening right now. It's the branding that's gotten screwed up, you see. The branding is failing, you see, because we think we need the bullets, and God needs no help to kill anyone. God is not calling us to that. God is calling us to look inside ourselves and find our divinity again and project that into the world again. Because each of us has this incredible gift, and we so underestimate it, and we so fail ourselves in that, and we fail the reflection of God in that, and we condemn so easily ourselves. And this is a blasphemy against the creation, and I say it that boldly, and I mean it. Yes, to self-reflect. Yes, to improve. Yes, to see your flaws and change them. That's the transfiguration, you see. That is the message, you see. That is a transformation, you see. When Christ hung on the cross, dying, what did he say? He said, God, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. Can you forgive them? Because they don't know what they're doing. Ignorance is not stupidity. Ignorance is lack of knowing. Knowledge comes from God, and the wisdom to apply it also comes from the same source. Each of us have the power to change the world with every breath we take, if our intention is to do that. Because writing on our voices, you see, and this is why I produce the tape, the music, and I can explain it, but it's not enough time today, is because the vibration, the center of my intent, is carried in those words that I wrote. Because of the way they came. And they're carried in the way they're spoken. And the science, see, I know the science, carries the submodulations of my intention right into the center of your soul. And you're hearing my words today, and if they ring true, I'm appreciative of that. If you don't know, and they don't ring true, don't worry about it. Everyone has a path. Yours is perfectly fine, and I'm not going to judge it in any way. I'm just going to ask one thing. Don't settle for warming the bench. Don't settle for the grain of doubt. Whatever you're doing, know absolutely that it's the truth for who you are. This is Nick Begich. We'll be right back after these.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects, big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Nick Begich. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Oh, thank you guys for bearing with me. I need that little bit of a break. Sorry about that. I just get pretty emotional about some of this because I really want to make sure that it's flowing in. And I want to talk about a couple of things. You know, leadership. I want to talk about leadership. I want to give a verse about leadership, actually, you know, and if the guys will bring it up, it was for the people perish, you see, for the lack of leader. And this is what's happening in the country in so many places where there is no vision, the people perish. You know, it requires vision. It requires a new vision, a broader vision. That's Proverbs 29:18. And wisdom, you know, it didn't start yesterday, and it doesn't start tomorrow. It starts, it's with us, you see. Again, going back into what we are. What are we? We're creating the image and likeness of God. That says something. Now, what does that mean, maybe? Maybe they give us a couple ways to see that, maybe visualize that. Think about a cell in the body. We hear about that, right? You know, you can't have an eye without a leg. You know, all this goes together. But think of a cell also containing the DNA, which is the blueprint for the whole. Okay, so all of us, that part of us that's creating the image and likeness is that part that's the hologram of the whole. It's, if you will, by analogy, by comparison. It's this connection so that when we actually look in each other's eyes, you know what else we're seeing? We're not just seeing their soul, we're seeing our own. Because in this sense, we are also connected under one creation, one thing, one creation, and we're within it. And within that creation, we have this ability to choose freely. And so what does that mean? You know, what is this? How do you get your head around this? But here's the other thing that we know from physics, is that everything that we think is running on a time clock actually happens like that, in a second, in a flash. And we perceive it in this timeline that lasts billions and billions of years. But the fullness of the experience is in a flash. If we could be in that flash, we would understand it. And I believe that connecting to that is when we fall into our fullness, you know, when the Holy Spirit connects with us, is how it's illustrated in Christian philosophy. But think about this from this perspective: body, mind, and soul. There's these three parts, this trinity of who we are in the world. Isn't that interesting? The soul part, you know, is kind of connected to the Godhead, right? And then they have the mind and emotion part kind of connected maybe to the Holy Spirit. Maybe the body part is connected to Christ, you know, and how that's manifest in its fullness. So part of our mission on the earth is to bring back the body and the heart together, and what we call the heart and mind, and then get the spirit back in sync. And what happens is the flesh, as I was talking about before the break, kind of takes over the programming, and we start to identify with that. And then it takes us places, you see, because it takes control of our emotion and our intellect. And let me tell you what happens to that. So you get angry, and then the angry just takes you, you know, and you do all kinds of crazy stuff. We're watching it play out all over the country right now. You know how to stop the anger in yourself? As soon as you notice the anger rising, you recognize it, you give it legitimacy because there's a root to it. You want to know the root. But the moment that you notice it, you take control of it. Simple as that. That's when awareness, the higher part of you, takes control of the flesh. Okay? Because negative emotions are generally associated with flesh, but it's part of our oscillation between the world and the non-world that we live in when we live in the world. So we got to recognize those oscillations and learn from them the power of our delivery. Because this is also a very important point in this. There's two kinds of energy, and they are distinct and different. But you can become addicted to these energies, and they can move you in a way that is not so good. And there's a very fine difference that you can discern, and that difference becomes more and more able to be seen as you discern it. So discernment becomes a part of this, and you need, all of us need, to look inside a bit and start to reflect and start to alter our course and kind of rethink, what does it mean if we hold these beliefs? And if we still hold doubt, it's okay. It's okay. Don't feel bad about any doubt, but ask, be revealed the information that will help you with this. Because here's what happens when you begin to doubt, and then you begin to voice something that's not the truth. You see, if you say you believe, but you still doubt, then you're lying first to yourself, and then everyone that hears you. And the thing about human beings is, whether we know it consciously or not, we know when someone is lying, and the penalty is great. Don't do that. It's better to be silent, you see, and then to know that you still are needing knowledge, and then to seek that knowledge, because I can assure you, you will find it. Now I want to talk about judgment. You know, judge ye not, lest ye be judged. You remember the verse and the part that kind of follows it, you know, don't be worrying about the sliver in someone's eye when you got a log stuck in your own. You know, what does that really mean about judgment? The fact that making judgments about people, oh, they're not a Christian, they're bad, or they're this and they're bad, they're this and they're that. You leave that to God, okay? And you be the example of goodness without having to brand it, you know, because the brand has gotten a bad name for lots of reasons, you know, and I can point to all kinds of groups and organizations that have kind of given it a bad name, but I'm not going to do that because there's no construction in that. What I want to ask people is, are you that reflection? Because God will do the judging. I've said this before on the air. You know, King Solomon, the wisest man that ever lived, you know, conjured up spirits, dabbled in the occult, did all that stuff. You go read it yourself. You go read the story yourself. And if he were walking around today without the name King Solomon, there'd be a lot of Christians want to burn him in the parking lot. You know, want to tell him what he is and tell him where he's going and give him the message from God that they know they got. That ain't your message to give, ladies and gentlemen, except under very rare circumstances. I had one of those yesterday with the mayor of Anchorage, where I had to deliver a message to him in a way that was very uncomfortable for me, because I jarred his soul yesterday a little bit, and I did it deliberately because I want him to really think about what I said. I didn't want to hurt him, and I did, and I didn't mean to, but I did. I know I did, and I regret that in a lot of ways, because that has never been my intention, but sometimes the truth is going to hurt. And if you know you're called to deliver it, and in this instant, the way it all happened, I don't have time to talk about it today, but I knew, and I got the tap, and I did the job, and I'm accountable for everything and every breath I took and every word I said, but I know I did it correctly, and I only do that about every 10 years, really. I don't get that elevator very often and direct it at an individual soul. I just don't. I can't. It just doesn't, it's not who I am. I can't do it. But it doesn't mean that it shouldn't be done occasionally. You know, I'm just not the guy, you know, so I do it differently. That's it. And this is the important thing about judgment again that I want to get to. Because I hear criticisms of Alex from all kinds of people I know, and I'm sick of it. Because sometimes the method and the way it delivers is what awakens people. We all awaken for different reasons in different ways. And I know everyone would kind of wonder what the science is going to be today, because that's usually where I come from. But, you know, this is the science, because all the science is based on who we are and where it goes and what it does depends on who we are. See, all the mess in the world, all the things that we can point to are symptoms, you see. They're all just symptoms of people behaving badly and failing to remember what we are as living souls. If we could just start doing that just a little bit, if we could just start remembering just a little bit, we will begin to discover the power of each individual soul. And when we link together, and as we are right now, in this very moment, because I feel it as the hairs on my arms rise, I always do. I know it right now. We are connected in a way that brings about change. Hold this together. Hold this truth together, that we are the light. We can be that light, and we can trigger a flame from a flicker to a flame. Not that destroys, but purifies. We can be in that fiery furnace like those three guys were thousands of years ago, and the other guy appeared. And that pure appearance was a reminder that we're never alone. I've been walking through the valley of shadow of death my whole life fearlessly, because I do know God is directing the path. Sometimes I forget, I screw it up, but my intention is still pure. If I screw it up, I'm responsible. I will do everything I can to fix it. And I encourage you to do the same. But be the leader today in your own life first before you dare to affect another. Be that leader, and then be that bold leader that knows with absolute confidence, with no doubt, not a fragment of what you're going to do next. And just do that. Don't do what you can't do. Don't do what you can't believe in. Do what you believe in and make it the creation of your word. Let the word be the power in your life today. Your word, your voice, because it's the voice of millions that will make the difference. The calm voice, the strong.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.